you are standing in front of the La Navalito dolmen. As you can see, only three stone slabs of the original dolmen remain. These were part of the dolmen's chamber. Even so, in the old photographs from the 1920s and 30s, like the one you can see on the sign, up to six stones appear. Years ago, nobody knew the importance of this site, and the shepherds lay down to rest or sleep under the large stones while their sheep grazed or drank from a pond nearby, unaware of the fact that they were in a sacred space, in a collective burial site. But the passage of time has made a good part of this Neolithic dolmen disappear. The first one to be discovered in the province, excavated by the famous César Morán Bardón, who found a necklace with 49 beads here. Since then, archaeologists have found an arrowhead and a small bronze plate. The fact of the matter is that this dolmen is really a common grave, a place of worship, and a pantheon where the members of a family or clan were buried. The stones that can currently be seen are part of the dolmen's circular chamber, a chamber that was closed and covered, and which could be accessed through a roofed stone corridor. The inside of the chamber is where the deceased members of a single group or lineage were placed, atop the ground and without being buried. Whenever a family member or member of the group died, the remains that rested inside the chamber were removed and the lifeless body of the deceased was added. The bodies were normally accompanied by a series of offerings, like the one found by Morán Bardón in his excavation. They were also accompanied by axes, carved bones, and other objects that tell us that at the time there was some type of funeral ritual, a ceremony that we know nothing about, but that surely left its mark on the lives of those prehistoric men and women. But these dolmens are also monuments that are erected in specific places to help to monitor and control a large territory. They are landmarks, marks that are visible from a great distance and that indicate the existence of a clan nearby. This explanation, offered to us by archaeologists and historians, could shed light on why this dolmen has the name of La Navalito. La Nava is the name of the place where we are right now, and the Spanish word hito, milestone, refers to something visible, a marker that tells us about the owner or the boundaries of a certain space. In reality, La Navalito makes reference to the hito, or milestone, at Nava, to the dolmen before you now, a dolmen that has been here since prehistoric times. Other dolmens similar to this one exist in the Lumbrales area, such as the Prado Polo dolmen and the Lumbo de Valdesancho dolmen. They have all disappeared. We ask that you please do not go too close to the dolmen, as it is on private property. But you can imagine those shepherds who, unaware of the meaning of these stones, sought shelter here, lying down without knowing that this is where their ancestors rest, the prehistoric men and women who inhabited these lands. Now head towards the village's interior, towards the Caño Nuevo water source. When we get there, let me tell you about the place's water jugs, laundry, and the young men who gathered there, round the women who would become their future wives.